Gabby.
Hi.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, not too good because I heard it just an hour ago that they're asking me like my computer, my phone, my agenda, they're sending them to court. I don't know what the fuck they want to do. They're really getting on my nerves. This time they really exaggerate. I'm going to really expose them for the criminals they are, you know?
Oh, my God.
I mean, they are stopping literally my work. Yes, work.
Yeah, that's terrible. We wanted to make sure it's okay for us to publish the letters that you sent Macau and Szymanski.
Okay.
Is that okay to publish because you tell your story about what's happening in the letters?
Absolutely. You can publish those. Okay. So, are you starting recording now?
Yes.
So basically, I spoke with a politician that identified himself positively. I mean, I was able to trace up all the relative information that confirmed who he was, who he wasn't. And then I started talking to him about my present situation and what has happened to me, and also what has happened to Project Cameron, where he came here to Norway. Apparently, there was a high intel operation behind the whole scene that has followed you right up to where I live and elsewhere. There is, he says, for sure, the involvement, there is, he knows, he says, for sure, the involvement of the police and the intelligence in this operation. That led your release files on the 4th of March.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the car breaking into Milan, but also my arrest on the 4th of March.
Really?
And so there is really...
Did he explain why he was not able to meet us when we were in Norway?
Yes, yes. He was basically himself there by the police in Spain. I think he was forced to do, he said he was forced to do that because of security reasons, he had the least information that he should have.
Okay.
But also, I counted him regarding the Tritext this info.
Right.
And he confirmed me that it was actually info.
I'm sorry, you're saying that he confirmed that the Planet X information that he has is disinfo?
Yes.
I see. Where did he get that information?
Because he got it from a Russian politician in some kind of event. Basically, the whole thing was, just not reliable, I mean, as a source. And he actually himself knew that possibly it could have been disinformation. So I asked him about that. I said, my dear friend, in the future, try to give information which is absolutely accurate. I mean, verify your sources very well before giving any information. I have verified myself on the ground bunker, so that's not a problem. The rest of the information regarding the underground bunker sent to call network is more correct of the thing. Without putting in the picture of the client text, which is a little bit of info. So he confirmed me that.
Wonderful. Okay, so we will publish this statement of yours on our site. Is there anything else that he has told you that
only immediately on the first mail that he sent me before we then made contact by phone that my wife, who was in the same political party, was involved with the government and that he actually wanted to warn me for a long time.
Wow.
Couldn't warn me
Understand.
The head of the local of the Norwegian intelligence.
Yes.
Told him that I wasn't, that he didn't like me.
I see. The head of intelligence told him that he did not like you.
Yes.
I see. Is there any way you can leave Norway?
Yes, I will leave Norway on Thursday.
Oh, good.
And go to Italy.
Is there anything else that you were able to talk to the Norway politician about? Because we understand...
Okay, we talked basically about the following subjects regarding, for example, Norwegian Freemasonry and the fact that there was an exclusive Christian club where no Muslims or other religions were allowed. So the politicians told me that they were trying, in a way, still to convince me to join, but I said, obviously, if you will ever have joined, you will have discovered that it's a Christian thing. So if you're not Christian, it will not have been compatible with your belief. Also, he told me that we have obviously only 4 years. That the situation at the moment stands that my son, for this Sufi and for the fact that he has the bloodline that he has, because he's a Sayyid, descendant of Prophet Muhammad, but also descendant of my family, so he has a nice temper connection. So it's a very important part for their project. So also I tried to tell him that I would like my son to be monitored by him during the course of the years. It was possible for him to keep an eye on him, because I'm very afraid of
how
they're going to brainwash him. And
right, absolutely.
So we discussed that.
Good.
We also discussed the
Yes, obviously. Leo, can I ask you if he said that Planet X was not the cause for the underground base, then what is the cause? Why do they build it? And what is happening in 4 years? Did he tell you?
Well, see, the level of knowledge that me and the politicians share is an inside knowledge. So we were able to have a dialogue quite on a high level regarding how things are developing.
Right.
Because we know that there is going to be a very important alignment, cosmically speaking, a very important alignment, a tidal alignment. And that means that we're going to find ourselves really at the center of the universe in a moment of time in which a new religion can be created by the Illuminati. A new belief that the evil dark side wants to obviously kind of create for us. In a sense, so they want to manifest the reign of the Antichrist. They want to work something up, which is mining what actually should be the kingdom of God, but it's not. People like Rockefeller want all the population to be microchips. They also hope that in the incoming years there will be various catastrophes that will occur, the population will dramatically sink. And that's why they have the underground base. The underground bases are a way of protecting the elite from nuclear fallout, from civil arrest in United cities. To avoid that, they're going to try to microchip obviously the population as soon as possible. At the same time, the underground bank is also function for various experiments and also because they are used for experiments with regarding these entities. Which actually, with the politician, I can also tell you, is he agreed the entities are kids. Obviously, we can call them aliens, we can call them whatever you want.
Yes, you're using the word jinn. Jinn. This is a Muslim term for a spirit.
Yeah. So and he also told me, he confirmed me what you know already I knew. But he said because I mentioned a particular passage also of a specific book in which it says that the Sufis have a knowledge of what is below demonic and above angelic, but don't have actually the fantasy, the openness to actually embrace even creatures that are even external to that reality. So we find ourselves with the use, the contact that, as I said before in the interview I gave to you, is made thanks to these also ancient grimoires that are buried in the Vatican archives or and used by the intelligence services that are now controlled by these entities.
I'm sorry, these ancient, what is the word?
The ancient grimoire. It is a way of describing an ancient magical text.
Oh, I see.
In the text of evocation, of ritual, evocation of these entities.
I see, and they're saying that these are in the possession of the dark side.
As I said, these entities can be on the dark side. There is also entities that are from the light side. But what is being used now by the military intelligence is the entities from the dark side, because they are the ones who are prevailing in this war what the people commonly describe as the Sidian, or Isis, or whatever, are truly demonic creatures. Their head is Satan itself. And to defend yourself from Satan, well, it's a heck of a job. And the politician himself confirming the use of gene, which is done when you, for example, want to throw yourself from, I don't know, a 10-story building and just make certain evocations, and then the gene keeps you up in the air so you don't fall.
Okay. Well, did he reference, you know, in his statement? I'm sorry?
He says that himself.
I understand, but did he reference the pure, not pure designation that he saw on a sign in the underground base, what that was referring to?
He came to the conclusion that his level of understanding is still not prepared enough to say exactly what that is.
He
intuitively understood that it could be some kind of coded language of some kind, I guess, or some. But as I said, he doesn't have certainty. So when I counted him about it, he said, you know, I don't have any certainty. It could just be encrypted language or crypto encoded language, which is commonly used in these spaces. So that was.
Were you able to find out if he would be able to speak with us in the future at all? Or is he being barred from this?
They have basically threatened him.
Okay.
The police here and the intelligence, they have threatened him and said, you know, you have a family, this and that, you shouldn't make certain declarations. Public, but I have a lot of hope for a young politician because he's a man that means well. He genuinely wants to change things, and he genuinely wants to get involved and make things more clear for everyone.
But
I mean, he understands also that the higher game is played in the Freemasons and even on top in the Illuminati, because that's the elite game.
And so he
says to me that he actually also descends from a bloodline.
Well, I think that we will exclude this information from any, you know, publication that we do, because we do not want to target him any more specifically for the powers that be.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that it's a great asset to have him on our side.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a great asset, and I hope that I said to him, listen, try to be a truly honest politician, because honesty really is the only way forward.
Yes.
If they ask you to do something compromising, don't do it.
Right.
Because the moment you get compromised, you become one of them.
That's right. It's very nice, Leo, for him to have such an advisor as you. This would be very valuable for him, I think.
As I said, even if I move out of Norway, which is possible next couple of months, but I'm going to definitely stay in contact with him, and as I said, I still have Isaac here, so you can keep an eye on him.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
I also, on what is going on with my wife's political career, or whatever she has in mind to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we can understand more clearly the involvement of the elite.
Thank you very much for this phone call, and we appreciate you keeping us up to date on what is happening.
It's very important that you understand the link also with the Jesuits here. I mean, one very important Jesuit, Thomas Michel, came here in May of 2007. And
I understand. Okay. But you do not have any more description of these so-called demonic creatures as in terms of what kind of creatures you're talking about?
I mean, the universe is a very big place.
Yes.
And we have demonic creatures and angelic creatures all over the universe because they reflect the yin, the yang, they reflect the opposite.
Right.
And but they seem to be, particularly in this moment of time, the Kali Yuga descending part, which is 2012, growing, you know, the dark side is taking over completely the show. It's not balanced anymore. They are,
Well, our understanding is that that is going to change.
Our understanding, well, and you're completely correct, because there is going to be a great struggle from now to 2012.
Yes.
Because, you see, I can tell you also what I just spoke with an ex-Intel operative in Arizona who told me exactly, I mean, what we have been discussing for such a long time. The prophecies need to be fulfilled, and obviously the prophecies follow the cosmic alignment. So, 2012 date is the date in which we're going to start manifesting something that will influence the next 2,000 years. And there is going to be a big clash between the forces of evil and the good forces, and between those entities that are behind the evil, which are nowhere to be trusted. I mean, they can be kept in the... I mean, obviously, they are also in the underground bases, because that's also where they bought them, and they keep them, and they use them.
I understand. Has either the Norwegian politician or your contact in Arizona spoken to you about global, cataclysms, things that will be happening to the Earth? Has anything of that nature been talked to you?
Absolutely. I mean, the moment mankind doesn't respect his pact with God, God is going to strike against mankind. You can imagine. I mean, the scenario is that.
I understand, but that's the kind of...
That's why they're building bunkers, not only in the military fashion, and also for Syria in Norway, but they're doing it in the States, they're doing it elsewhere. Famous people, the VIPs have their own bunkers.
Right.
Because they are afraid of what's coming. They're not certain of their position, because they're corrupt. This is a war that it's going to end up with one world council of religion, which is now being established in Rome, which represents the kingdom of the Antichrist. So all the religions of the world are corrupt.
Yes.
From the head rabbi of Israel, to the Pope, to the head of the Muslim various factions. So the prophecies are actually being fulfilled. There is complete, corruption in the system.
I understand.
And that's really, and the politician agrees with that, and the guy is also an intelligence operative in Arizona, ex-intelligence operative in Arizona agrees with that. We are at an historic moment, and it's a great, honor to live in these times, a great possibility.
It is a great honor to take place, to take part in this battle.
Yes, honor to take part in this battle, in this struggle between the forces of good and evil, because the Illuminati have chosen their chosen one. They have it already. But the problem is, the way they want to operate with him is by manipulating him and actually bringing him on the dark side. He becomes like Darth Vader.
Are you referring to an actual child or a young man who is alive at this time?
Yes. There is been a statement by an Illuminati group that was also confirmed to me by the Intel operative in Arizona. There was a statement made by the Illuminati not so long ago that they had found that person, that he was on this planet, and so, you know, the plan was put in action for it. But the problem here, Kerry, is that not necessarily, you know, I mean, already they failed with Krishnamurti, when Alex Bailey and the Theosophical Society tried to groom him as a messiah, and then he rejected the whole thing saying, you know, I'm no messiah. But the thing is they want to make out of this person a living God. And that's contrary to actually to any sensible they want to make out of him a living God, and that is really a pagan imperialistic Roman idea, you know, of the living God, you know. But I mean, God is one thing and man is another thing. You know, we can reflect God, but we can never be God. So that is definitely a big presumption on their side. But if you go and study the books of the Illuminati regarding this subject, you will find that they believe that it's possible to become gods. So to actually groom a god or to make this child become a god, you know, it's in their intention. But that's you understand, this is a big struggle going on, because at the same time, God's divine plan is bringing us a genuine Messiah that wants to, you know, bring forward what the prophet and fulfill the prophecy, establish the true kingdom of God. So there's going to be definitely a struggle.
Okay, well, I mean, this is sort of esoteric information that you were talking about here, and
yeah, I think this is very important that you know. I mean, the fact is that they are literally and have literally been preparing for a long time this person. This is not something, you know, this is the truth. This is how it is.
Okay, and you would refer to this person they're preparing is as an antichrist. Is that what you were talking about?
The person they are actually preparing, the chosen one, he himself, should really represent the spirit of Jesus at the end of time. But they are trying to manipulate him. So it comes on their side, they can corrupt him and just...
Right, but if they're able to corrupt such a person, then he is not on the level of a Jesus Christ.
But that's the fact. They have a mind to corrupt him.
Right. I mean, they would not be able to... The idea of being a Christ is that one cannot be corrupted.
Yeah, he's incorruptible. That's the thing. He's
that's right.
But remember also another thing. That when a certain person comes by and tells you Jesus Christ, the first thing they do, they lock him up, they arrest him, they say, okay, out of the way. So Jesus will never come back in that way, yet.
No, but philosophically, we are all on that same path as Jesus, and this is where we are headed.
But there is also, in the bloodline, chosen ones who have to do a specific job in the end of time. And this is connected with alchemy. And alchemy is a science, the royal science. So the bloodlines are there, and the only solution, Terry, that I can think about, because I mean, I was doing myself to become the grandmaster, as I did, of the Illuminati, and I refused. Position. I know what the truth is. I know the bloodlines and the importance. My kind, the mass, can't evaluate that. But because they have blood that are fundamental. So the blood lines need to find a new pact with God. Need to find a new approval from the people. Because now what's happening is we have this various other families, the Bushes, taking advantage of their position that has been given to them because of the bloodline, and for hundreds of years they have been going on now with the, you know, with the power.
Right.
But he says, in the prophecy that all these bloodlines are going to eventually get corrupt, you know, and so it's at that moment of time that the Savior has to come forward, because he has to reestablish a link, not with the demonic like they have now, but with the evil entities that they are using for their own advantage, okay, without disclosing the technology to the people. Because obviously, the moment we disclose the technology, it will become very clear the whole alien myth, the whole situation. And we're going to go to the next stage of existence, Cassie, after that. Mankind, the interoperative in Arizona conference today, after 2012, will have the possibility to enter in divine relation with God in a way that has not happened before. It has to be all about unconditional love.
Right.
Because if it's not about unconditional love, then it's the work of the devil. It's the work, you know, that will bring the doomsday scenario, or microchipping.
At any rate, they know about the communication that the politician has with you, and so you are regarded as obviously highly dangerous.
Okay. Thank you. Take care, Leo.
Leo, this is Bill here. Yeah. If I'm regarded as highly dangerous, if we're regarded as highly dangerous, we take that as a compliment. So thank you for that.
It means they're scared. When they're scared, it means they're hiding something. And that means you are actually got something going that they don't want to disclose. And
that's right.
Actually, what they have done, in a way, just confirmed everything and probably damaged them a lot more than they can imagine. Because by acting in this fascistic way and doing what they have done to me and to the Norwegian politician, keeping arresting us without peace and doing all this, blah, 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 it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's...
Yeah, they are actually proving that you're speaking the truth. Exactly. That's right. They are just proving that you and the politician are telling the truth, as we are at Project Camelot. So this is very important that you stand strong, and we will win in time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Be safe and bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. All the best.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.